One of the challenges about this gospel is that you can go to say, attending to people is not important, and just being at Jesus' feet is the part that you need to pay attention to. But the reality of it is that if we look at Jesus' teachings, one of the things that became so important for Jesus to teach his disciples was about being servants. And that's what Martha was doing. So it is not necessarily to say that that's not an important part. But the challenge that we face, and it is something that it is part of who and what we are in regards to our Christian life, is how do we balance the two? But Jesus also made it a point to say that Mary had chosen the better part. And I think that that's, at least to me, part of what I would like to share with you about how do we understand what is that better part. Because again, serving, caring for others is not that it's a bad thing. We all do it. It is something important. It is almost even expected. And even in Jesus' time, it was expected that he would get to a place and he would be fed, he would be cared for. And not to be sexist, but it was the woman's role at the time that that's what needed to be done. So as we journey and as we understand that process of culture and the sense of how hospitality works and how do we also pay attention to Jesus is part of what I'm hoping that today we can think a little bit about. And I want to begin by acknowledging something of an honor that it is for me to be here in this place, because you people in St. David's, as community, as faithful people of God, have been so gracious with us in Guatemala in many different ways. G7 just came back from Guatemala, and one of the things that they got to experience, I have to say that not that I bailed out and working, but I had to do other work. But they work really hard with our community, showing that love, but also being present. And I think that they experience the two things that we see in the gospel. There's time that you need to get your hands dirty, you need to work, and there are other times where you need to sit at the Lord's feet and hear and understand what that message is about. Especially if the work that you're doing is related to that relationship with God. How can you know what you need to do in that relationship with God if we don't take the time to sit at the Lord's feet, to hear, to have that opportunity to take it in and to say, yes, I understand, especially in times when it's challenging, especially when the things that Jesus is asking us to do is not the thing that we're most accustomed or even comfortable in the doing. It is only when we sit at the Lord's feet that we can tell, we can understand what is it that God is asking us to do and give us all that is needed, so we will end up living it out. There's also an aspect of the tension between the customs and breaking away from them, because that's what Mary did. And that's what Martha's point was. Are you going to tell her to get back with the program? Because she knows her role. That's pretty much, in a way, what she was saying. But Mary said in her mind and heart, I'm going to break away from that. And I was thinking about something that might not mean much to you, but to me, it was kind of impacting, because one of the things that usually you find is you have the church and then you have the chapel. And the chapel usually is smaller than the church. So when I say, oh, we're going to go to the chapel. No, it's in the church. And I said, but I thought it's the little one that I'll be going to. So you already broke away from that. You see, you know how to do that. So breaking away from the norm, sometimes it is part of the challenge that Jesus presents to us, especially the norm of our own limitations. The norms that said this is what you have to do, and we box ourselves into that, and it's hard to break away from that. I was thinking this morning, but I thought I was limited with time, but they told me that I can preach for at least an hour and a half at this service, so I'm going with it, that there are doors at the chapel. I was at a parish in Salem, Massachusetts, and we had the box seating too. And I remember in many times saying, you know, those doors, sometimes it become a symbol of the limitations that even within the church we set. I'm staying in my box. And people kind of work and live that way. I know that here you don't have that problem, that that's your chair and nobody else can sit on it. Everybody, right? You switch around, I'm sure. But there, and some of them even had their names on the side, which is interesting. But sometimes that's the challenge that we face in our church. And as a society, we box our attitudes, our way of thinking, and nobody's going to take us out of that box. And when someone tries to, we scream, sometimes literally scream. Sometimes we rebel. Sometimes we work against that because we want to stay within the box. And Jesus is calling many times to break away from that, especially in the midst of a world in which things are challenging us. Just to give you a little bit of update in Guatemala's politics and life, besides the things that you've heard in this last week about our president coming to the United States to sign a treaty, but that didn't happen and so on, our life in Guatemala has continued on. And one of the things that we're dealing with in the next month and a half or so, actually less than a month because it's the 10th of August, that we will have the second run of the election. And there are two candidates that are running for president, a woman and a man. And I say it kind of lightly, but it's kind of the expression that is used often when people say, and which one is the candidate? And people said, not even putting the two of them together would get a good candidate. But I think that it's not about the person, even though it has a lot to do with it. It's about a system. You can get, and I can tell you, not just as a bishop, but when I lived here in the States being consultant in different levels, especially within Latino ministry, you can get a great priest into a congregation. But if the community is so close-minded and so stuck in their ways and not wanting to go beyond that, it doesn't matter. The priest is not going to do it. So the same thing in the government. You can get a great president, but if the community is not really in the mindset of what it needs to happen to move itself forward, is going to be difficult. And I do believe, not to accept anyone in leadership and the government level, but it's for us as a community that we need to work much more united, much more as true sense of Guatemalans as a country together to make things happen. And I think that one of the things that happens in the process, especially for the church, not just the Episcopal Church, but the church, those the faithful that gather and want to make a difference using God's word, it is about sitting at the Lord's feet and knowing what is it that God is asking us to do and be. And needless to say, I can say that about church, about our families, about our communities, taking the time to sit at the Lord's feet to know that we're doing what God is asking us to do and be, not just to be busy bees. I understand that you have bees here in the area, and they have to fly all over, and they have a purpose. They have to fill themselves with nectars and then put it back into the hive and then get the honey going. That's being busy. They have a task. But as human beings, it is not just about the honey. It's also about the connection and the building up of the kingdom that we need to look into. And the only way that we will be able to accomplish that is by beginning, as Jesus said, taking the most important part of the process, which is to sit at the Lord's feet and say, what do you have for me? What do you need from me? How can I be better equipped? How can I be better in understanding? How can I do what you want me to do if you're not with me? And I want to sit with you. I want to stand with you. And then we will be able to do all Martha's work too, because it needs to be done. especially the feeding part, I can tell you I've rarely have missed a meal. But being present with the Lord is one of the things that we all desire. And one of the reasons we're here today is because we want that. There is something I read in one of the prayers, I think. I'm trying to remember where I read it, that it's not just about the Sunday gathering, but it is about how we live our life the rest of the week. When we gather here, there is a purpose for us to be here, but at the same time, the rest of the time, there are other things that also are of importance, and we need to fulfill that. But the rest of the week without this time, it would be just like Martha getting busy, just doing things because we have to. But today, let us take the time, and using Jesus' words, let's take the better part. Let's really take the time to take that better part, to be at the Lord's feet and be fed with God's word, with God's presence. Let's do that. And let's do that every time that we have the opportunity, because otherwise the world is still going to pull us everywhere to get just busy. But if we're going to get busy, let's get busy with the Lord. I'm grateful again for the opportunity, and I can't finish my reflection with you without sending a message, and I don't know whether it's recorded, and I hope it is recorded, because at least I knew a few people that said, I wish I could have been there with you. Well, they told me they're going to listen, so let me send a message to those that are listening later on. Yes, you have to get also at the Lord's feet and then get busy. So I already told them that. I pray with you for us to continue to sit at the Lord's feet so we would know how the Lord is asking us to get busy. Yes, we do. Begin with that and then move on. I am grateful also because you have been doing that for so many years. The relationship that we enjoy between Guatemala and the Diocese of Pennsylvania, and most especially with the congregation here of St. David's, I believe is a great example of that process. For those that were at G7 know that that's one of the things that we lived during that time that we spent together. We had opportunities to be busy and do all these things, but also we took the time to pray and to listen to God's word. Because otherwise, it would have just been a nice trip, which I hope everybody had a great time. But it was also an opportunity for us to live what Jesus is asking us to do and be. May our opportunities, not just today, but every day, give us that sense that what we do, it is not just because we want to be good people, because look at me, I'm so handsome. You didn't have to laugh on that one. But because God is asking me to do and be something for God's purpose, not my own. I'm too little. But with God, I could be big. I could accomplish. I can fulfill. I can get all those things done. But if I try to do it on my own, it's going to be limited. But even more so, when we get together at the Lord's feet, we will be able to accomplish far more than we could even think or imagine. May this opportunity today be one, as we come to this time and maybe in the busyness of our own life, we wonder, okay, God, what do you want of me? What is it that you're asking? What is it that you're expecting of me? That we can just be like Mary and sit and listen and be filled with God's word and God's guidance and hear the words that Jesus said, you have chosen the better part. Amen.